Hello, everybody. It's Daf Beis Amud Aleph time. Okay, let's review a little bit what we said yesterday. We mentioned yesterday, and this is important to know, that this was Rav Shmuel, Rav Avu, B'Shem, Rav Yochanan. That's important to know that it was Rav Yochanan who was the source of this din. We said that when it says the word v'nechshav lochem in the pasuk, so there, because of the stress of v'nechshav, so you can't use a maisa to prove the machshava. Rather, you have to have, it has to be a bendas, where you have something which is does not say nechshav, such as by heksher for tuma, or by gittin, for that matter. And it's lechora, it should be good. So the Gemara had a kasha. Wait a second, by getting it says that the only time that a chereshet v'katan are good to write the get is only if it's gadol amin al gavav. If you don't have gadol amin al gavav, then it wouldn't be good. And it doesn't say v'nachshav by getting. So why wouldn't it be good? Why isn't the ma'isa mochiach? Since after all, he's writing the name of the woman and the man and the time, and it's a hachacham mitoch ma'isa. That was the way the Gemara answered. That was the Gemara left it off. And now we're going to continue the discussion. It says here the Gemara develops the question further. Okay, whatever it means here. You have to hold cup here because there are a couple of different things that are going to be going on today's daf. Rav Yochanan was asking, Rav Huna is the one, last thing that was said. He said that if God Olam Ragabov, it would be good. He asked, what do you mean? What? It says you have to have Lashma. And what's it? What?
That's what Stu asked last night.
Yeah. And we're going to see your observation also is going to come up today. You've got Olam Ragabov by Truma. What would be the... Okay, so since a mentally incompetent person cannot provide this intent, what's it going to help just to have a God Olam Ragabov? That's the question. So he kind of rejects Rav Huna's whole premise that they got a lamin agamav, you can have lishmav. So he holds, that's to say, Rav Yochanan seems to hold even more radically than Rav Huna. Rav Huna held that if you had got a lamin agamav, it would be good. Rav Yochanan holds even got a lamin agamav is no good. So that strengthens the question. And Rav Yochanan was the one that said that if it doesn't say v'nechshav, that myself machichim would be good. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say over here that it's never any good?
What is the purpose of that person standing there? He talks to him.
He gives him instructions. Make sure that he does everything competently. Yeah. Maybe his kavana is effective a little bit. Maybe. Yeah.
We see a thing
called
by Shechita.
Shechita what?
By Shechita.
But what? Gavav on a cotton is good, right?
Yeah.
He makes sure there that there it's more of a supervisory role to make sure he didn't do any Shehiya, Drasa, Halada, Hagama. He's supervising the actual Shechita.
This is a question of intent.
Here it's a question of intent. So Rabbi Yochanan seems to reject the intent, and yet he holds that when it doesn't say v'nechshav, ma'isav mochichan. So what's going on over here? That's the Gemara's kasha. Chazar Rabbi Yosi v'amar. So now Rabbi Yosi, apparently Rabbi Yosi is the one that asked the question. So what does it say? Yeah, Amar Rabbi Yosi kashisei kamei Shmuel. It was Rabbi Yosi, the previous page, you'll see. It says that he was the one that asked Shmuel about the get, and it doesn't say machshava. So now he turns around, he's going to answer his own question. Taman zek kosei v'zeh megarish. Over there, in the case of a get, he's writing the get. The Cheresh Shaita is writing the get, and the husband's going to give the get. So he's writing it for a third party. The Cheresh is not doing something for himself. Ma'ashenkin Bram Hacha Hu Choshev Hu Toreim. He is the one taking the truma off. He is the one that's being misakin his own tefua. So that's different. It's a different frame of mind when you're doing something for yourself and when you're doing something for someone else.
So the intent becomes more clarified.
The intent becomes more clear. No, the Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara is saying that by the get it's no good, and by the truma it will be good.
Because
right?
He's doing it himself, and so his action reveals his thought.
Yes, yes. The one who needs to have the intent is the very one who's separating and designating the truma. Since the intent is effective for himself, we would rely on his action to demonstrate the validity of his intention, were it not for the fact that it says v'nechshav lacha. Okay, we know we can't. It's not good. Lamaisa, the Mishnah says that the Cheshire has become that Hafrosha is no good. But we're saying, in the absence of a Nechshav, it would have been good. It's only because of a Nechshav it's not good.
By a get,
it's not good even without a Nechshav because it's someone else involved. Now, he brings down here on the bottom in the footnote some svaras as to what's exactly the svara behind all this. And the Ar Sameach has an interesting idea here is that because besides lishma by get, you have to have the tzivoy habal. In order to write a get, you have to have the husband giving a tzivoy to write the get. Without that, it's totally a sofer can't write a get on his own and say, you know, I got a get here. It would work out for you. He says, oh yeah, I'll take it. No, that doesn't work. It has to be written only by tzivoy habal. Something that requires tzivoy habal, the Arsimach says, that already is too high a level. For the higher shaita b'katan to react to a tzivoy and by so doing institute lishma.
That's a higher level
That's a higher level than himself taking truma. That's the point. Okay? That's Arsimach's svar. Yeah, okay. If Yaakov bar Acha Amar, Ha ilu kosav, Hu v'geirash hu. Let's take a case like this. This is a very interesting case. Based on what we just said, that there's a difference between whether he's doing it for somebody else or whether he's doing it for himself, right? So it'll come out, let's suppose he's married. Suppose the geirash is married to a woman. Let's take the case where he was not a shaita. A shaita from the time he's born could never be married min hatara. But let's suppose someone got married when they were healthy, and then they became nischaresh, right? And so now, if he writes the get, he's writing the get for his own wife. So based on what we said before on this previous chiluk, that when it if there's no v'nechshav and he's doing it for himself, it'll be good. So he should be able to give the get. That's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Ha'ilu kosav hu v'geirash hu. If he were to give the get who? It would be a valid get. It's only when he writes again for someone else. Bram hocha hu choshev hu tarein. But here, the one who needs to have the intent is the same one who is separating and designating the truma.
So it should be good.
It should be good if it were not for the word v'nechshav that ruined everything. Right? Rav Yaakov bar Acha Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan. Okay, so now the Gemara has the Mishnah said that without every case chayshet v'katan is trumasam is not truma in every case. Now the Gemara is going to suggest what you suggested yesterday. Rav Yaakov bar Acha Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan. Chalukin al hashoina hazeh. There are people who dispute this teaching, meaning there are those who hold that there is a case where someone who's mentally incompetent could be mafresh truma. And we're going to see in a second who that is. Mahu gadoin, what does that mean? I see the Rabbi Yochanan the trumas. It's regarding trumas. Kirab Yishmol b'nai shab Yochanan b'raika the Kedushin. Which is the opinion of Yishmael by Kedushin. So now, let's see here. In footnote 12, okay? The Gemara is going to cite a dispute between Yishmael and the rabbis concerning an act of Kedushin done by someone who's a shaita, right? And it's under the instruction of a competent individual. So, which we're going to just say, from now on, we're going to just say, Gadol Oymen Agavav, by Kedushin, okay? So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel considers it effective, and the Chachamim say it's not effective. Okay? So when Rav Yochanan says here in the context of Trumas that there are people who dispute our Mishnah's ruling, which our Mishnah says across the board it's possible to be Mafresh Truma, so he was referring to the opinion of Rav Yishmael. He means to tell us that just as Rav Yishmael validates an incompetent act of Kiddushin, if it's Godol HaMal HaGavav, so too Rav Yishmael will validate Hafrashas Truma as well, if it's Godol HaMal HaGavav. Okay, and not only that...
What was the first thing? Kiddushin?
Kiddushin, right. Is it Machlokes Rav Yishmael?
Yeah, but by Kiddushin we don't have a nutshot. And by...
Right. You're right. But what he's right, and we said that in the context of our Mishnah. The Tana of our Mishnah says it's possible across the board because we dash v'nechshav, and that's not. And if you dash, and if you, but if you argue on the Mishnah and you hold on to Rabbi Shmuel, whatever his name is, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoy Shav Yerkin and Breika. If you argue, if he holds that if you have Gadol HaMen HaGavav by Kedushin, Rabbi Yerkin is saying that the same way he holds it's good by Kedushin, he's Chaylik on our Mishnah, and he holds that he can also do Hafrashas Truma. So he's telling us two things, that the halacha is not like our Mishnah. He says over here in the footnote, moreover, Rabbi Yerkin is telling us that the halacha accords with Rabbi Shmuel and not with our Mishnah. If an incompetent person is Mafresh Truma, Gadol HaMen HaGavav, it's good. Now, in the brackets, he addresses your question. He himself said, it says, v'nechshav lochem. Nevertheless, he holds here the designation is valid, but it's not under the instruction. This parallels the opinion of Rav Huna above, that a get written under by an incompetent is not valid, even though his action demonstrates his intention, but it's valid in a case where it's Gadol HaMal Gavav. Rav Yochanan disputed Rav Huna. He said, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. That's because in the case of a get, there's a requirement of lishma. He holds a confident Gadol HaMal Gavav cannot provide the lishma. In the case of truma, there's no lishma necessary. All that's required is awareness and intent. For this, it's enough to have a Gadol HaMal Gavav. So let me put it this way: the way he's presenting it, I thought he was going to say a little different. He seems to be saying that. That he said that before v'nechshav lochem, and that's true. You do need v'nechshav lochem, but that's the amount of machshava that you need by truma is satisfied by the gadol amir agavav. Apparently, that's what the Gemara is saying at this point. I thought it was a machlokes between the Tanoim, and before he was going like the Tana Kama, but the footnote seems to be saying a little different than that.
The Hebrew doesn't have it as Kiddushin Kiddush Eisha, he says Kiddush Mechadas.
Kiddush what?
Kiddush Mechadas.
So after Kiddush Mechadas?
Yeah, that's how he explains it. And he says, really? Gadol HaMal HaGavav, then, because you need Kavana.
Yeah.
Because you need Kavana, because by Kiddushin, what's the problem with the cotton? The problem is the Kavana? The Kiddush Eisha, I'm saying. What's the problem with cotton Mekadosh and Isha? I'm saying even if the cotton has Kavana, it's still the Kiddushin won't chal.
I mean, that's going to be a separate issue, which we haven't gotten to it yet.
The Hebrew, in the footnote, he brings that it's Kiddush Mechadas.
That's going to be the next the footnote on 2B. Okay. Okay, you're right. So again, Mahu Kedon, what is the meaning of this idea that the Chalukin al Hashreina Hazeh? So the Gemara says, Asher Rabbi Yochanan into Trumas, Rabbi Yishmael b'nai Rabbi Yochanan ben Brakeh de Kedushin. Now Rabbi Yochanan was saying that Truma is like his Shita by Kedushin. Now we're on the base. Rabbi Yochanan by Gittin, and Rabbi Yochanan by Gittin, which is also going to be stated later on in a few minutes, Rabbanan de Kedushin, that's going to be like the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yishmael. Tony, here's the rice. Chayr shayt v'katan shekidshu. If they were mekadesh, whatever they were mekadesh, whether it's an isha or a mechatas, ain kedushin and kedushin, it's no good. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochanan yachin v'rakan oimer, and in the v'natzmei kedushin and kedushin, that's only for by themselves. But in the v'nachayrim, but if that's another way of saying gadol HaMal HaGavav, then Kiddushin. Kiddushin, it will be good. Okay? So, when Rabbi Yochanan said in the context of Truma that our Mishnah's rule is disputed, he meant that it's disputed by Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rabbi Yochanan Breikah, who says that Gadol Amar Gavav, it's a good Kiddushin. When he said by Gittin, right, when he's going to say by Gittin, which is coming up in a second, that it's going to also be, it's going to be an argument, that's going to come out like there are Rabbanan who argue with him. Tony, let's see what it says over here. Cheresh or Tarma Gerish, Ein Gito Get, Ein Trumasi Truma. That whether he gave a get or whether he took Truma, it's not a get and it's not good Truma. So the Gemara says, I don't know if Leo, Medram Amorim, when is that true? That it's no good, that Shahaya Cheresh Mitchila said that he was a Cheresh from the very outset. But if he was a Pikeach, if he was a competent person, Viniskaresh, then he became a deaf mute, so now already maybe he has some Das, right? He accumulated a certain amount of Das while he was healthy. So Kosev Acher Mekam Savyon. Then he can write a get, and if you have Godolam and Agavam, so then you know that he's doing it right. And you could also similarly be Mafresh Truma. So this is talking about a completely deaf mute. He's Eino Medaber, Eino Shomea. What if he's a Shomea of Eino Medaber? If he's only just missing, he's just mute, but he can hear. Hareo to Pekach, then he's a Pekach like everybody else. 10? Yeah. Some people delete this phrase, whatever. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan. So now he says, Halukin al Hashoina Hazeh. There are people who dispute this teaching of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a get given by somebody who was initially competent and then became a deaf mute is he said it was valid. If it's Gadol Amin HaGavav, that there are those who argue on him and say it's not good. It's not good even if there's Gadol Amin HaGavav. They are represented by the Tanakama, right? Those disputants represented by the Tanakama of the Braisa concur with the rabbis who dispute Rabbi Shmuel ben Mirchem and Breika when it comes to Kedushin. Okay, so in other words, we had a Braisa that said that had a machloikas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Mirchem and Breika. And the Chachamim say that it's no good in every case. And Rabbi Shmuel said that if it's Gadol Amar Gavav, then it is good. So what's happening here is that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that when it comes to Truma, so it's but what he did was he splits Truma and Gittin. When it came to Truma, he went like Rabbi Yochanan Breicha. And he said, if it's Gadol Amar Gavav, then it's going to be kosher. When it came to Gittin, he was machmer like the Chacham, and he said, it's always no good. So this is the statement Rabbi Yochanan referred to above. When he said in the context of Gittin, that that his view as to the status of an incompetent is like the rabbis who dispute Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochanan regarding Kiddush. So the Gemara says, so let's read the Hagdam over here. Since Rabbi Yochanan stated merely that there are people who argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion regarding Gad, and the Gemara identified those as the rabbis who dispute Rabbi Shmuel. So it implies that nobody explicitly disputes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the context of the Gad itself. The Gemara asks on this mashmos. Amrin Hamasisa Pligo, there is a Mefarish mission that argues. It says Nischaresh, who owned Nishtar. If he married his wife while he was mentally competent, and then he became deaf mute, he became deranged after the marriage. Ainu Motzi Olamas, he can never divorce her because the Kedushin was a Kedushin Deoraisa, and now he has no Das, he can't get rid of her. That's what it says over here. So he says over here on the bottom that initially it's stated that if you have a deaf mute that marries a woman by communicating his intention with sign language, that's the way they got married. So if they got married with sign language, they can get divorced with sign language. But if it was there, the get and the kedushin were equivalent. They were on the same level. But if he got married when he was healthy, the kedushin is on a level de araisos. So now, as it says over here, he can never. Now, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, since he was originally competent, he should be able to do it with a gadol and min agavav. Why does the Mishnah say that he can never divorce his wife? It must be that this Mishnah disagrees with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He holds that even someone who's min agavav would also not be good. So, the Gemara, why did the Gemara have to not explicitly say it? So that's the question. Why, since this Mishnah clearly disputes from Shimon Gamliel, why did Yerkin and the Gemara before not cite this as an explicit right against it? So the Gemara says, "Kaimuna b'she'ino yedea lichtov." We're talking about a special case where the Cheresh didn't know how to write. If he doesn't know how to write, then there's nothing to talk about. The only way this becomes an issue is if he's writing again. So you can discuss whether Gavrilo Magavov is going to be good or not. But if he can't write anything, obviously there's nothing to talk about.
Can he make a shliach?
Yeah.
The shliach
doesn't.
I don't know.
More kayach than he himself. He may have natural powers, but the shliach is just an extension of himself.
Yeah, I don't know. So let's try to recap this Gemara. This Gemara is very confusing. The Gemara goes back and forth. Let's try to review the Gemara one more time now. We have 5 minutes. Let's review the Gemara one more time, okay? I mean, I've learned the Gemara three times now, and I'm still confused.
You need to take a piece of paper and make a chart.
Nah. No. Absolutely. Not interested in charts. I don't like that. I don't like charts. I'm not a chart person. So let's just review it. Well, let's just review it ballpark again. Okay, so we started off on all from the base. We had Rabbi Yerkin making a statement that the Mishnah that says that across the board truma is no good is because it says v'nashav lachem, and so therefore we don't say ma'is of machichin. Then we said, what about gittin? By gittin it says that chereshet v'katan are not good. And unless you have a pikeach lemon al gavav, but without the pikeach lemon al gavav, it would not be good. So the question was, it doesn't say v'nashav again. That was Rabbi Yossi's kasha.
That was Rabbi
Yossi's kasha. So Rabbi Yochanan added an additional argument against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that Gadolan Magavav is going to work by get. Rabbi Yochanan said that's not going to work because since there's a din chasav lo lishma, what's it going to help to have a Gadolan Magavav? So again, that even makes the question even more difficult. Before we had a deal, that you see that if without Gadol Oymen Al Gavav, it's from Rav Huna, we say it would not be good. Rabbi Yochanan is saying even if it was Gadol Oymen Al Gavav, it's also not good. Question is, what's the problem? It doesn't say v'nefshah. That was the kasha. Zok Rabbi Yossi in the answer. I love the answer that in the case of a get, someone else is going to use the get, so therefore there's a detachment. It's not something he creates and then he uses it himself. It's something he creates, someone else is going to use it.
Does that make it worse.
Yeah. Whereas Truma, he himself would do it, and therefore, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that it says Vineshav, to disqualify it, it would have been good. That was Rabbi Yossi's answer. Then we said the Yar Sameach, whatever. Then Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, what if it's his own wife? So now it's Nagei himself. So we said that should be good. So the Gemara says, it's right. It should be good because it's in the Nagei himself. It's not in the Nagei of somebody else. So the chiluk we made before and get, it should apply and it should be a good get. That's a statement. Okay. Now Bram, then he adds, but here Bram Hocha who chok shev who toreim, meaning if it wouldn't be from Nachshav, it would have been good for himself as well. So, in other words, what we're saying now is, for the Shaita himself, he could give the get to his own wife, but he cannot take Truma only because it says V'nachshav. That's what we have so far. Then Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said what? He made a statement, Halukin al Hashayna Hazeh. That is to say what? That they hold, and this is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says across the board, Chereshet V'katan cannot be Mafish Truma. There are those who argue on that. Who are the ones that argue on that? That's going to be Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Because he's the one that says, by Kedushin, right, that it does work. So the same way he says, by Kedushin, that it works by Kedushin, he's going to be Cholok in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah disqualifies it across the board. He holds, no, it is kosher in one case where it's Gadol Amal Gavav. So it comes out that according to that statement, number one, he's saying, we said in the footnote, that he holds that the halacha is not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan personally holds, when it comes to truma, if you have a gadol and al gavav, that the hafrashas truma would be good.
It would?
Because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel b'Noach, Rabbi Yochanan Breika. Now, in what context was that statement made? That statement was made b'negeya kiddushin. That if you had a gadol and al gavav by kiddushin, then it would work. Whether Kedusha means Kedusha Isha or whether it means Kedusha Mechatos, that apparently is a discussion. Okay. So, that's exactly what the Gemara ends up saying. So, Rabbi Yochanan of Trumas was like Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan and Breika of Kedusha, that's what I just told you. That's the end of Amar Aleph. Now, what's on the base? Now, Rabbi Yochanan by Gittin, which we're going to quote soon, which is that by Gittin, he holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Gittin, it's no good. He goes like the other, like he swaps. He bifurcates the Pesach. When it comes to Truma, he goes with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan and say that it, just like by Kedushin, it's good, so too by Truma, it's good. Go to Lamin HaGamav. When it comes to Gittin, though, he goes like the Chachamim who argue on it. Okay? And that's what it says, the Braisa, the Chereshet V'katan Shekitru and Kedushin Kedushin, not that one, the next one, Chereshet Tarma Gerish and Gita Get, Ein Shuma Se Shuma, that's coming out with the statement that it's not a valid get. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, that's only when he's a Cheresh Mitkilaso, but if he's a Cheresh, if he was a Pikeach and then he was an Eskarish, then God Olam HaGavav will work. Yeah. Apparently that's also Machlokas. Okay, so that's basically what we're going to recap it at this point. Okay?
So we stopped that where Moshe Rabbah?
So we'll start on Yitzhak Hashem Moitzi Shabbos.
Yes.
Moshe Rabbah Bar Mamo Bahamas Nisa Pligo. Okay?